most of the time, what we're hearing is that they get it either from their family home or at a friend's house. And so the availability of alcohol is there. Oftentimes we see that kids have an older person that they can have buy for them. And so one of the things we're doing with our house parties campaign that we kicked off is to really talk about the availability of alcohol in someone's home and being mindful of that. Sometimes parents go off to other places for holidays, and because of work schedules or athletic activities or other scheduling conflicts, kids are left home alone. And you may feel like, I totally trust my son or daughter. But with the media we have today, the social media, one or two friends and a Facebook posting, a text, a tweet, and suddenly that open house can become a house full of people they may not even know.
So Prairie View Prevention Services has started a campaign. It's called Parents Matter House Party. What's the object here? What's the mission?
Our mission really is we started in November, and we're going to run through the holidays through January 2nd. And we really want parents, neighbors, grandparents to take a stand before it's too late. We know that house parties can happen. We want parents to be aware of that, neighbors to be aware of that, and take a stand. If you know of a party that's going to happen, call law enforcement ahead of time. They would much rather have that party not happen than have to break it up and try to then get kids who are intoxicated safely home, medical attention if they need it, and then some of them also have that consequence of having a citation or being arrested. So our goal really is to have everyone involved and have a message that goes across the community. If you're that neighbor next door and all of a sudden you know, parents aren't home, and how come we have this many cars, or there seems to be a lot of traffic and activity, it's fine for you to call law enforcement and say, I'm concerned that something's going on. As a parent, even though you may trust your son or daughter, it's not about trust, it's about love and making sure that they're taken care of. And so it's having someone who's an adult in that home if you're not going to be. And if someone has a party and your son or daughter goes to it and they get there and realize, this is not what I thought it would be, make sure you have a way for them to call you and get out of the situation. Sometimes they're not comfortable with just calling and saying, Mom, they're drinking here, I don't want to be here, or Dad, there's things going on I don't want. You can develop a family code, some word or some sentence or saying that you use, something you text, and that's a signal that you need to go pick them up. And that way, if that child's not comfortable standing up to whatever is happening, they still have a safe way out.
Well, and at one time, there was the rationale that, well, if I entertain a house party with my kids and other kids, at least I know where they're at and they're under my roof. And what's wrong with that?
Well, for one, it's illegal to be serving minors alcohol. You then are part of that social hosting. And as an adult, you then become responsible for what happens to those kids when they leave your house. Oftentimes, kids find a way, they have a second set of keys, they have a way that they may leave, and so then we have a drunk driving. And oftentimes, those drunk driving, of the 62 teens that we have lost since 2006, all of them came from parties.